Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 632. Topic is mindset and the title is Imposter Syndrome. Just be you. Recently I was talking with a friend of mine. They have a new position at work, and it's a pretty big level up for them, a pretty big step up. And it did come with like a big step up in pay, but it came up with a big step up in responsibilities. And they expressed just a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of anxiety about this new position. And we were talking, and the concept of an imposter syndrome came up, meaning everyone is expecting them, okay, my friend, to be this new role. Can they play that role? Can they be that new role? And their fear is, what if I don't live up? What if I turn out to not be who I am, or what I believe to be true in good skill, good knowledge, turns out not to be? So our conversation steered towards eventually that the people who hired him to be him. He didn't have to be anybody else. He didn't have to play to what he believed this role was. There was no performance standards in the sense of, like, there was nothing as a character of this new role that he had to try to become, try to pretend to be. The company hired him because of him, who he was, who he already has presented himself to be, who his track record of work has presented him to be. So who he already is has already been accepted and has already been deemed good enough. So we were eventually coming to the conclusion of just be you. They hired you to be you, not anyone else. Just be you. And in our discussions, I was discussing how I've gone through those stages in my own life. When I first branched out and started training other people, there was the belief that, well, I know what this felt like. I know what this did for me. I believe it'll do the same for you. I might have then found, well, if it's an exercise, I may have to put them in a slightly different position than I was in, because maybe they have a different body type or different abilities, different skills, different coordination. There might be how I applied the information might have needed to be different per person. But the belief that that information would work was true. It worked. And as I tried out my first person, the first client, when I was first ever like 18 years old was when I started getting paid for being a personal trainer. So I'm 36 now. So I've been doing it for 18 years. And the first client, they got, you know, they were satisfied with the session and they handed me money. And I had to start to believe that I was worth the money. I was worth that money because, not that I would filled any kind of other role or there was any other reason, it was just that what I presented knowledge wise was good enough and it had value. Now, as I've struggled to grow the business is going very well at this point, but at various stages, I struggled with charging more when I knew I should have. And I delayed it and put it off, and I made it kind of a more difficult process than it needed to be because of this fear of, maybe, am I really worth that? And there are different stages of business development I've been through. There's different stages of accepting new clientele. So when I first started working with pro athletes, with Olympians, with people that everything that about their life revolved around what I was able to do for them. So with a pro athlete, with Olympians, if anything I did hurt them, it was a huge impact in their life. If anything, if I did wasted their time, that was a huge impact in their life. So it became very significant when I started working with higher level athletes that what I would knew and what I did had to be good. And that had its own pressure on it. And I remember telling myself, as I'd have those moments, is, okay, geez, a whiz, you know, I think I know what I'm doing. I hope I know what I'm doing. Let's see if this works. You know, and I hope it works. And there was fear and doubt in those times. Realizing that who they hired was me. They hired me to be me. That realization really helped me calm down those fears over the years. And I was able to continue to build up the level of my clientele and being comfortable training professional athletes, Olympic athletes. And the big part of that is continuing to educate myself, continuing to put in more work, continuing to be better at what I do. Knowing that I'm improving allows me to believe in myself in the sense that I'm always getting better. Therefore, if there's anything I don't know today, I can know it tomorrow. There's always a way to improve to get better. There's always a way to influence the situation in the moment. So, if I get caught in a situation, and maybe I don't quite know the answer to something, I will say, I don't know yet. Let me go find the answer for you, and I'll let you know. And that has helped me a lot over the years, is knowing that I don't have to have every answer. So I can go look and find the answer. That's fine. So lots of people do that in lots of professions. And just realizing that who they hired was me. They hired me to be me. They already knew who I was. They already knew something about me. And I didn't have to play a role. I didn't have to pretend to be someone else. Therefore, I didn't have to worry about the imposter syndrome, because I wasn't trying to pretend to be someone else. I was just being me. And that, like I said, was a big relief. So, if you're a young trainer and you're starting to expand yourself and work with new clients, if you're a new business owner and you're pretty sure you know what you were doing, but now all of a sudden you have a lot of bills behind it, a lot of responsibility behind it, and there's this big, big, big pressure right now. Maybe if you're starting a new relationship, that can always be a challenging situation on trying to be comfortable with who you are and not feeling like you have to change for someone or try to adapt to someone else. If you have a new position at work, like my friend, in these situations, recognize that your best doesn't have to be anybody else's. Your best just has to be yours. So they hired you to be you. They chose you to be you. So if you're a young trainer with clients, as long as you know something today that that client does not, you can offer value into their life by telling them and teaching them. And therefore, you've given value into their life and you have earned your keep. So that's how you're going to find peace, is I don't need to know everything. I just need to know something that can help them. If you're a new business owner, there's tons and tons of stress. There's tons of challenges to that. But don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to be somebody else's business. That business already exists. Try to be yours. So I do this in my way, own ways, in like regards to advertising. So how I advertise myself on social media isn't always the same as everybody else. I don't play some of the same games. I don't get involved in some of the same things. I kind of try to keep the business personality to what I believe is truest to my own. And some people like that, some people don't, but the people who do, I want to try my best to take care of them. So my gym is not going to be the best gym for everyone. But for who it's best for, I will do my best job. And that keeps me calm, that keeps me low anxiety, and keeps me out of fear. If you're starting a new relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or you got into a friendship or something like that, the person already knew who you were, or at least they had a good idea of who you were. So just be you. You don't have to be somebody else. Get rid of the uncertainty, get rid of the fear, get rid of the doubt, get rid of that what if they don't like me feeling. Just be you. And if they don't like who you are, you're better off without them. Doesn't mean it's wrong for them not to like you, and there's nothing mean like you. It's just sometimes things don't work out that way. Everybody has different personalities. Everybody has different preferences. Sometimes you'll match up well with somebody and sometimes you won't. That's just the way it goes. Now, new position at work. Same thing as I told my friend. They hired you to be you, not anyone else. So if you are struggling with this imposter syndrome, if you're struggling to live up to what you believe expectations to be, drop those expectations. Don't even have them. Be you. Be your best self. You can live up to the standards of what's presented to you in regards to what the position at work might be, or the standards of a good trainer, but you don't have to know what somebody else knows. You don't have to do the work the way that somebody else does their work. You just have to be you. So finding confidence in you is how you'll get through this imposter syndrome. Realizing that the only reason why you'd have the imposter syndrome fear, okay, being fear of being found out that you're not good enough or you're not who they think you are, is if you're trying to be somebody that you're not. If you always are yourself and you continue down that path, you'll never have to be afraid. You're going to do the best you can. If it isn't good enough today, you're going to learn more and be better tomorrow. If it isn't good enough tomorrow, you're going to learn more and be better the day after that. You always can improve. You always can get better. So believe in that process. Believe in your willingness and determination to keep working hard and growing who you are. So who you are is special and unique from everyone else. There will be negatives. There is negatives to everybody, myself included. But there's also very unique and exciting positives. In some ways, you are the only you. And you will be the best you. And that's going to be exactly what some people need. So for those people, focus in on that. Keep being yourself. Keep being true to what you want your character to be. And that will motivate you and that will give you confidence. Great. Now, this isn't necessarily a long one because I don't need to beat a dead horse at this point. But if you are struggling with the imposter syndrome, with the fear of being found out that you're not who they think you are, just remind yourself that they hired you to be you. They chose you in a relationship to be you. You just have to be you. You don't have to be anybody else. Just focus on being your best self, getting better at the skill or knowledge or communication involved in your position, in the situation you're in. Just continue to better who you are, but staying true to who you are. That will be the best approach. If you're struggling with this, or if you want any help or any information, any way whatsoever that we may be able to help you, just email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. And I promise we'll reach out. I promise we'll try to help out. We'll listen to you, maybe find information that might help you. Anything you need at all to be a positive resource, we are here for you. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.